This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by Metashare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
Hey there, my name is Brandt. If you're headed back to school, I have a social tip for you. You may not be the smoothest, the suavest, but I am also not the smoothest and suavest, but I can teach you how to be cool.
Like, where did you learn it? Like, how did you learn it?
I learned it, like, right before the show today. And so I'm going to turn around and give you that knowledge.
This is fresh information.
Yeah, it's fresh. That's the best. The best information is fresh. That's coming up. This is such an important time of year when it comes to making friends. It's all about making friends at back to school time.
Mm-hmm.
And I have made an instructional video while traveling. I'm doing this Mr. Travel series where I show people travel tips. But one of the things I've learned how to do is make friends while traveling. Yeah. And if you want to see it, you want to learn how to make friends, it's up at my Facebook page. It's only like a minute long, but I give you a little instructional thing.
But
and I actually show you me making friends while
do,
we're doing it.
But it's not with humans. You're not making friends with humans.
Oh, no, I haven't worked up to making friends with humans yet.
Oh, so there's a progression.
Yeah, this is with some birds.
Right.
I don't know what kind of birds they are, but I totally make friends with them. You can watch in real time.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making friends.
So you're teaching people how to make friends with birds with the intent on one day you'll be able to make friends with humans.
Mm-hmm. That's my goal.
Okay.
One day. And if you want to see the video, it's really good. It's at Brandt Hanson page on Facebook, and it'll show you making friends. Brandt Hanson page on Facebook. Just talking about making friends. If you're interested in making friends in back to school type setting, let's say you're a young guy and you don't have natural smooth social skills. Well, believe it or not, I didn't either when I was your age.
Oh, wow.
But
people find that hard to believe.
I know. It's because I've skilled myself in different ways to approach people and start up conversations. I always have a fact at my fingertips.
Okay.
So let's role play this. It'll be like in a school cafeteria.
This is what you're going to tell young guys they should do to make friends.
Yeah. Okay. Imagine we're in a school cafeteria.
All right.
And Sherry is somebody who's sitting there.
Okay.
And I'm going to come up and watch this. I'll set my tray down next to her.
Okay. Hi. What's your name?
You know, if you stretched out just the capillaries in my lungs, it would reach 3,000 miles. That's the distance from Seattle to San Diego.
And what was your name again?
Actually, that's 1,300 miles. I'm sorry. I misled you. I'm going to leave because I've already ruined the credibility that I had. So goodbye. But you get the idea. You get the idea. If you get the... It's 1,300 miles. It's not 3,000. That's ridiculous. Whose capillaries would reach 3,000 miles?
I don't even know what
Nobody's. Talking with a friend today about praying, and he's pretty new to this faith thing, and he was saying, you know what, I start God by going, because I've heard you should do this, like, I just want to listen to God, whatever he's got to tell me. He's like, I don't hear anything. I'm not hearing anything at all. So is this a waste of time? What's going on? Something wrong with me? I'm like, you know what, that happens to me too a lot. It's still not a waste of time. I'm convinced of it. Because, and what I've seen over time is that prayer still changes us. Even if you don't hear something or you don't get something that comes to mind, like, oh, that's a thought from God or something, because he's changing our character. And the thing is, you don't see it in real time all the time. It may be 5, 10 years, 15 years, somebody's like, you know what, you're a different person than you used to be. There's something about that daily practice of humility that really helps. And honestly, like we were talking about yesterday, just even a moment of weak worship or contrition, humility before God every day is a great corrective on our character. And to say, this is who I am, this is who God is, and over time, that makes a big difference. If God were a computer, I guess it wouldn't matter so much, but he's not. He actually wants a relationship with us, and it doesn't work like a binary computer program. It's weird, but true. A lot of us think that it's going to be that way, but it's not. There's a story where Jesus talks about a woman who is a widow, and she keeps going back to a judge and banging on the door until she gets what she wants. And finally, the judge is like, okay, just quit banging on the door. I'll give you what you want. And Jesus is saying the kingdom of God is like that. Like for people, they're like, well, I already prayed about this once. God didn't do anything. I'm going to drop it. Well, believe it or not, there's a God in the Bible that doesn't work like that. Like he actually lets people bargain with him. He lets people argue with him. And it matters. It's amazing to me, but it matters. I don't totally get it. Doesn't make sense to my Western logical mind. But this is a relationship thing. And Jesus is saying, you just keep going back and you keep doing it. Do they do Yelp? Serious question. Do they do Yelp reviews for radio shows?
Oh, man, that is a good question. I don't think so. I think you can only do it for businesses. They may do it for this radio station and then talk about the show. So we should probably look into that.
I was thinking you should do, you if you're listening and you like it, you should leave a nice review. Because we put a lot, I put a lot of effort. I know Sherry does too, but I try to prepare a show that I think that you'll enjoy and find pleasing.
Okay.
And so
you'd like a positive review,
positive
a star
review.
1 through 5.
Yeah, like just and say something nice.
No, what if they're like, I'm not sold on it?
You don't have to leave a review if you don't want. That's the thing. No one's forcing you to, so don't. A lot of us kind of in withdrawal because of the Olympics being over. We really got into the sports thing and reminded me, we haven't done this in a while, or we invite you to join our Hall of Fail. It's our sports Hall of Fail, where we'll put up a marble bust of you on a pillar or something.
With a nice little plaque.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it'll explain what happened to people and why you're in the Hall of Fail. Because we're in there too ourselves. So we would welcome you. It's very nice in here.
Yes, it is.
By the way, but why should we put you in the Hall of Fail is our question. Steven.
I do. A couple months ago, I was invited to a pickup basketball game. Mm-hmm. And I had never played a real game of basketball in my life, actually. And so, I'm around, a bunch of, athletic, muscular guys, and I'm like, oh, gosh. And then, so we're playing. I'm mostly just passing the ball. And then at one point, I am right in front of the net. And I look up, it's right there, and I toss it up. The ball went over the backboard.
Yeah, but those guys are all like, bless his heart.
No, they were like, that's nice. He passes well. That's what they said. That guy's a great passer.
Yeah. I bet you they don't even remember the little throw it over the backboard thing. You got a story for us why you belong in it?
Unfortunately, I do.
Sweet.
Well, I was in middle school, and that's where everything goes wrong.
Absolutely.
Living nightmare. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm on the softball field, and I'm playing outfield. And the ball gets hit, and I look up, and I've got my glove, and I'm ready to catch this thing. And the next thing I know, I'm laying on the ground, and everybody's staring at me.
I love the way you told that story because that is the way it happens.
Yeah, like, you just don't know what happened.
The last thing I remember was I was going to catch a ball. Yeah, fair warning about a lot of the stuff we talk about on this show about following Jesus. You should know this going into it. God may ask you to give up something you desire. It's true. He might do that and you might not like it. I know this from experience. There are things that I would like to be doing or like to not have someone tell me not to do, or just got my own agenda and I got my own desires and my own appetites, and God tells me in various ways that's not what I created you for, and that doesn't fly very well in our culture. It really doesn't. It's very countercultural. It's actually freeing in the end because He knows how we're made and He knows what's best for us, but it's hard to give up something that you desire. He's got a way, he's like, I own your body, I own your money, I own your time, and I know what's best for you. But for us to go, okay, well, I'll give it this up. Like, man, that's just hard. And you talk about countercultural, a lot of people are never going to want to do it, but it's true. If you read the books by the angry atheists, and I read a lot of this stuff, the pop atheists, the new atheists, they call themselves, they're really angry about Christians and stuff. A lot of them want the benefit of God. And I understand this. I get it. They want the benefit of God giving meaning to the universe and meaning to our lives and right and wrong. They want all that. But they clearly don't want any authority. So I get it. It's hard. We were just talking about this. Like the idea that God created us and then would say, yeah, I don't want you to do that. For a lot of us, we just like, now
that's where it breaks down for most people.
Yeah, I think so.
Even religious people.
Yeah, or we'll reorient what's right and wrong based on what we're already doing, or what I already want to believe,
that's
or whatever
true.
The culture is already doing. Like we're called to be counterculture, but a lot of times what happens is we retrofit our understanding of God to just happen to fit exactly what is culturally cool.
Would you look at that?
Yeah, I'll be. And, you know, it happens like the culture goes first and then we retrofit. And this is, we've done this for thousands of years. The hard thing is knowing that God's called me maybe to give something up. And I know it's a struggle. Ultimately, though, this is where this trust thing comes in when you really love him and you really reach the end of your rope enough to say, you know what, I'll try that. Because I realize now, if I captain my own ship, we hit the rocks. What's up? My name is Brant. We're just kicking it. We're chilling.
Okay.
Chillaxing.
No.
If you will.
Brant, let's just do the breaking animal news. We don't have to pretend with the chillaxing. Ever.
Okay.
there it is.
I've just been handed breaking animal news. I don't know how you always know it's coming. I try to surprise people.
No, I get it. I can feel it.
Anyway, the breaking story is this. There's a listener to our show. Her name is Allison. Mm-hmm. She was inspired by a video I shared of a chicken wearing pants running around. Mm-hmm. And it's really a video if you haven't seen it. Really, really good.
Yeah.
I like all of it. And she decided to put her rooster in some shorts.
Yeah.
Like really cool, like baggy shorts.
Mm-hmm.
And
I saw that.
Sent the picture. Really, really good stuff.
Yeah. The chicken or the rooster or whatever it is looks terrified, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Terrified and cool at the same time. Which is...
Well, if you have to be terrified, you might as well be cool as well.
Very, very cool. And so that's our breaking animal story.
That's our breaking animal news?
I like that. Yeah.
Oh.
I like that our listeners see a need and then do it. Like they see the opportunity and then bam.
They jump at it.
Yeah, like I could do that. I got chicken. I got little shorts. I could do this. And she did. And to you, little tip of the cap.
Yeah. It's inspirational.
Yeah. You don't normally have applause during a news break.
But this warrants it.
Yep, this is one of those.
Brant, Sherry, I just wanted to let you know that the breaking animal news is the best news that I've heard all day. You just keep it up there with all that breaking animal news. It's the most entertaining part of the news network. Thank you, guys. Love you.
Love you, too. And I appreciate the vote of confidence on that feature because a lot of people they want politics and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, well, but what about animals?
Is there somewhere in between where we don't have to do the heavy politics, but we don't have to do the breaking animal news? Is there a space in between that we can inhabit?
The answer to that is no.
No, okay.
It's funny. We were talking about how God may ask you to give something up. It happens. It may be an appetite, a behavior, a habit, you know, just something where he's going, yeah, I'm going to get personal with you, and this is something that's going to have to change if you're going to follow me. This is how it's going to work. I know it's not a very popular idea. In our culture, like every desire must be satisfied or something's wrong. How could this happen?
Yeah, desire in our culture validates behavior.
Yeah, so it's like we reorient everything we want around what I want. Mm-hmm. Okay. But it's funny because there are some areas where people actually do get it, that you give up something to get a larger freedom. One of them is like music lessons. You don't want to have to do that. Nobody likes to sit there and play the trombone or something every day. Most people don't when they're kids or something, but... Man, you see a Dixieland band, guys are 50 years old, you're like, man, I wish I could do that. Well, guess who's free to do that and you're not, right? Because they gave up their freedom. Football player, yeah, you're doing burpees and stuff for jumping offside once in practice and you're tired, you're exhausted, you're running sprints with pads on. Like, what? Normally you wouldn't choose to do that. You gave up your freedom and then you get the freedom of being part of a team and maybe becoming a great player. Like, this is something we understand. And here's God saying, I have a way of life for you, but you're going to have to let go of something. And our reaction is, no, this can't be. Well, maybe you trust this greater mind, this one who actually made you, and he knows what's best. I know it's hard, but it might be that's what's going on. If you ever want to call us and leave a message, jump in on the show, you know, or whatever, it's 855-90-BRANT. That is our phone number. You can leave a message like this if you want.
Brant, this is Caleb. I have an idea for the history segment that you do, you know, about how we used to live, how we used to go to gas stations and buy street maps and have to unfold a street map, and it was so big that it wouldn't even fit on the hood of your car.
Oh,
we'd have to find...
Oh, yeah. Okay, that's good. Okay. Yeah, we do this history segment where we...
Let the kids know how we grew up
and
how difficult it
was.
Yes,
we didn't have smartphones,
mm-hmm.
didn't have GPS... How do you know where you are? You had a fold-up map that you would buy at the gas station.
Mm-hmm.
And it's impossible. It's like a genius test to get that thing folded back up.
It's so true.
You would never, ever.
Yeah, you just give up and shove it in the glove compartment, right. However you got it together.
No, there's no, yeah. So your glove compartment after a while just be a bunch of ratty old maps. But here's another thing. Now, Sherry pointed this out to me before as well. That is, if you didn't have a map or you didn't even know where to find yourself on the map, you'd go and just ask anybody, where am I?
Yeah, and how do I get to wherever? And you would take their word for it. You don't know them. You don't know if they're from there. You don't know if they have any sense of direction.
Nope.
You don't know if they're just telling you to go the wrong way just to be funny.
Fair enough. Whatever they said, you head off in that direction. You know who they are. But you, that's how you did it.
Yeah, you left down there at the third light. Okay.
Why not? Let's try it. Speaking of getting lost, back in the day, we didn't have, you know, iPhones and stuff. Couldn't know where we were sometimes. Did I ever tell you that story about when I was supposed to guest speak at this church?
And you got lost?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, it was in Indiana, and southern Indiana.
Okay.
And he gave me instructions, and I followed him. And I arrived at this church.
Okay.
It was really small. He told me it was really small. And I sat there, and I was like, they all stared at me.
You're in the
service. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I walked in, and I sat down towards the back,
and
I was waiting for them to call me up, and then they got done with the songs and everything, and then a person got up to introduce me, this older guy, and he just kept talking, and I realized he'd been talking for like 20 minutes.
This is not an introduction. This is a sermon.
I think he's doing a sermon. I don't think I'm in the right building. So somewhere there was a little church that didn't have their speaker show.
They're waiting for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I want to apologize to them. To the stakes I never figured out.
You never got there?
No, never got there.
You just sat there and listened to that sermon.
It was when my brother was joining the Army. And he's like, he enlisted and they sent him off to basic training. I had no way to get a hold of him. And I just waited and I got done and they all turned around and looked at me and like, now who are you? And I was like, well, I thought I was supposed to speak. And they're like, well, we'll sit here. If you want to go ahead and do a sermon or something, we'll wait and you can do it. And I'm like,
nice.
No, that's all right, you guys.
All right.
You don't really need that. Okay, here's the challenge. I have less than a minute to tell you all the reasons to look into MediShare. I don't know if this is possible.
There's a lot of reasons. I don't think you could do it.
Well, I'm going to get started here.
Okay, so
here we go.
See.
Number one, it can actually save you tons of money, like hundreds of dollars a month, kind of tons of money. That could be huge. Secondly, you get to choose your own medical provider with MediShare. Thirdly, the customer service is fantastic. MediShare is not for profit. It's actually a community of people sharing each other's medical bills, which is brilliant. People rave about it. It's growing so fast. People see their own healthcare premiums and they're like, why am I doing this? There's got to be a better way. And then they find out about MediShare. With MediShare, if there's something you have a conscientious objection to, you don't have to pay for that stuff. That's wonderful. People actually get to pray for each other. You get to see who you're helping each month and pray for them. They can pray for you too. You can switch from health insurance to MediShare anytime.
5 seconds.
What? I'm out of time. Okay. Anyway, it's 855-772-5699, 855-772-5699, or biblicalhealthcare.com.
Well done.
Thank you. If you're new to the show, you should know this. A lot of shows will give you the news, and they do it the old-fashioned way. You know, they tell you the news. Well, I'm a gifted, and I don't mind this. I don't think it's bragging if you can back it up, but I'm a gifted mime. And right now I'm wearing a black beret, a tightly, you know, a little too snug.
Striped shirt,
yeah. The white gloves,
the suspenders,
the black pants, the
you have
makeup.
A little makeup on your pants from when you. I know they don't need the.
And then I have a white makeup on my face with the little black crosses over my eyes for some reason. That's what we do in the miming world. But the point is this: I mime the news, and I'm about to mime this story. I just kind of randomly picking a story. It says rapper Birdman. I guess there's a rapper named Birdman.
There is, yes.
Gifts. Is he like, is he like a big bird outfit?
No, it's not. He actually has like a lot of tats and gold teeth. It's actually, I don't know where the bird comes from.
I was picturing like a big bird with a medallion.
Well, I'm glad I told you before you launched into your mind.
That would have been cool. Right. The point is this. Rapper Birdman gifts girlfriend Toni Braxton with Bentley. Braxton then Snapchats joyride with sister.
Oh, you're going to do all of that?
Yeah, rapper Birdman gives girlfriend Toni Braxton a Bentley. Braxton then Snapchats joyride with sister. So here I go. I'm not going to be miming this whole thing, including her reaction to getting this gift.
Oh, I can't wait.
It's going to be emotional. Here we go.
Hey, there.
Oh. Wow. Man.
A lot of emotion.
So much going on there.
Well, she, I hope you caught.
Yeah, that she was ecstatic.
And I hope you caught the pleasure that Birdman got in seeing that she was happy
with
his gift.
I did see that. Yeah, I saw that.
And he was also nervous beforehand.
Right.
And then the joyride with his sister. And then did you catch the hint of jealousy in her sister?
I didn't. I wish I would have. I was so enthralled by the Tony Braxton impersonation, I couldn't get the sister.
Okay, yeah, there's a little glint of jealousy, but it's hard to capture all of it. Anyway, this has been Miming the News. You know what? There's some great radio shows out there, but they all miss out on something, and that is they won't sing duets with you.
Mm, that's true. I haven't heard any other radio station or show do that.
This one will, starting now.
Okay.
I will sing a duet with you. All you have to do is call, leave a message, just start singing, leave a little song. I'll sing harmony to it. I like singing harmony.
Okay. And, so it'll be a duet with Brant.
Yeah, we may not be the best at other stuff.
That other radio personalities can do.
Like, yeah. You know. Making sense or
hitting the right buttons and things.
All right, so, but this can be our thing. And I want to demonstrate it. By the way, all you have to do is call 855-90-BRANT. Follow the prompt and it'll tell you, like, hey, if you want to sing a duet with Brant, and then you sing and then I'll add my harmony to it on the air.
This is going to be interesting.
Yeah. No one, by the way, requested that we do this, but we sensed the demand. So let's demonstrate this. You got a song you could do this with me? Tanya's on the phone.
Oh my gosh. I'm just drawing a blank on anything right now except for like a worship song that we sang this weekend, and all I know is the chorus. I'm looking at my worship leader daughter going, maybe she could do this.
Fine.
Okay, put her on the phone. We're ready.
Okay, hang on. Hey, Ash. Want to sing with Brant? He wants to sing harmony. Whatever song. He says he'll sing a harmony for whatever song you want to sing.
Hey,
Ashley.
Thanks for singing with me. You ready?
Sure,
let's
do it.
And then I'll do harmony.
Okay.
All right.
Our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other.
Yeah.
Our God is greater. Our God.
Yay!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, I got chills. He has chills from his own harmonizing.
This is such a good question. Maybe you've asked it or you've got friends who've asked this, but it's like, if God already knows what I'm going to pray for, why doesn't he just, you know, he could do it himself? I mean, come on. Like, if he wants it to happen, what difference does it make whether I ask for it? My response to that is God's really good to us and he lets us be a part of his kingdom. Like he lets us be a part of doing something wonderful. And I love that, honestly, but it took me a while to really appreciate it. Cause you could say the same thing about anything. Like, well, if God really wants, for example, this person to be healed, then he could do surgery himself. But there are doctors, I know many, who are thrilled that they're allowed to be a part of that. And you know what? If they don't do the surgery, a lot of times these kids don't walk. And God allows us to say yes or no to something beautiful. And he does the same thing with prayer. Like by praying, he allows us to have a role in things that actually happen in the real world. So the idea that, well, he can do whatever he wants. Yeah, that's true. But he loves to involve us. And what we do actually really matters.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brant and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.